So let's review. The Mishnah of Daf Zayin ruled Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach regarding the Shalmei Chagiga brought on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai Oimrim Min Achulin, one must bring from ordinary Chulin animals. Beis Hillel Oimrim Min Ha-Maiser, one can purchase animals with funds of Maiser Sheni. The Gemara questions the opinion of Beis Hillel. We have Halacha Kol Davar Shebechayva Einoi Ba El Min Achulin. Any mandatory carbon must be brought from Chulin. If so, how can someone fulfill his obligation of Shalmei Chagiga with animals of Maiser? The Gemara answers B'Toifel. He supplements the Chulin with Maiser. The Gemara cites a machlokes how this is done. Chizkiyo amar toifel behema lebehema. He buys an animal of chulin and then buys additional animals with meiser. Rabbi Yochanan amar toifel mois lemois. He combines money of chulin and of meiser to purchase a single animal. We continue with the Mishnah on Daf Zayin. The pasuk says v'samachta b'chagecha. One must rejoice on Yom Tov, and Chazal say ein simcha el bebasar. One only fulfills this obligation by eating meat. The Mishnah elaborates on this mitzvah. Yisrael yoytzen yidei chayvason b'nedarim u'nedavay sub'maiser behema. A Jew can fulfill his obligation for simcha by eating any meat, such as his voluntary kabanos u'maiser behema. Similarly, v'akoyhanim b'chatois v'ashamis b'b'chor u'b'chazer v'shoik. The kohanim do not have to bring any carbon, and they can fulfill their obligation with a portion they receive from the kabanos of the Yisraelim. However, avaloi b'oifois v'loi b'monachos. They cannot fulfill their obligation by eating birds or flower offerings. The Gemara cites two sources for this distinction. One, v'samachta b'chagecha, and expounds, mi shechagiga ba mehem, yatzu elu she'en chagiga ba mehem. One must eat meat that can be used for the carbon chagiga, which can only be an animal, but cannot be a bird or flower offering. Two, v'samachta b'chagecha, yatzu elu she'en bohem simcha. Bird's meat and flour do not satisfy in the same way as animal meat. Zok the Mishnah. If someone has a large household but limited funds, he brings as many Shalmei Chagiga as needed so that everyone can partake and a limited number of oilis. On the other hand, if he has extensive funds but a smaller household, he should rather bring more oilis and less shlamim. Zev azem muat, if he has a small household and limited funds, al zeh namar ma kesef shtei kesef. He can fulfill his obligation with a single oila worth one ma and a single shlamim worth two ma. Zev azem merubim, if he has plentiful funds and a large household, al zeh namar ish kimat nas yodai ki virkas Hashem olekecha shenosan lach. He should purchase many oilas and many shlamim. As the pasuk says, everyone should donate according to his ability. Regarding the first case of Mishi Yeshloi Oichlim Rubim and Chasim Muatim, maybe Shlomim Rubim Va'oilis Muatis, the Gemara asks, Shlomim Rubim Mehechi Maisa Haleslei. Someone of meager means, how does he buy many Shlomim? The Gemara offers two solutions based on the two opinions mentioned above. Rav Chizda answers, Teufel Mevi Par Gadol. He adds money of Maiser and purchases a larger animal. And Rav Sheshis answers, Teufelin Behema LeBehema. He buys one animal with chulin money and then buys additional animals with meiser money. The Gemara proceeds with the following machlokes. Hifrish eser behemos lechagigasai, hikiv chamish b'yom tov rishon. If someone designated 10 animals as Shalmei Chagiga and brought 5 of them on the first day of Yom Tov, Reish Lakish says, chayzer u'makriv chamish b'yom tov sheni. He can bring the other 5 the next day. Rabbi Yochanan says, kivon shepasak shuvei noy makriv. Once he brought a certain amount on one day, he can no longer bring any more on another day. Because, as Rashi explains, the pasuk says, v'chagoysa moysoi, and we expound, chad yoyma v'sulai. He can only do this on one day and no more. Therefore, if he brings more kabanis the next day, oiver hu b'bal toysef, he transgresses the prohibition of b'bal toysef, adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Gemara explains, loy pligi, there's no machlekes. Rather, they're discussing different circumstances. Kan bestam, kan b'mefarish. Rabbi Yochanan was discussing an ordinary case where he designated all the animals, assuming to bring them all in one day, because ikah shoyis b'yoyim ve'islay oichlin. We're discussing a case where there's enough time left on the first day to bring them all, and he has enough people ready to eat them all. Therefore, shma mina shiurei shayrinu. It's obvious that he deliberately left them over for the next day as a separate chiyuv. Therefore, he cannot bring them the next day. However, Reish Lakish was discussing a case where he said explicitly that he's designating them all to be brought on the first day as one chiyuv. Therefore, all other days are considered tashlumin for the first day, and he can bring the rest the next day.